This is KERA. I'm Sam Baker. In this edition of Vital Signs, something many of you may have had already, that feeling of dread when you return to work on Mondays. There's more to it than you might think. I talked about this with Jacqueline Juarez, a behavioral health counselor with Parkland Hospital System. Is this workday blues a real thing? I mean, is there research telling us that people dread the thought of going back to work on Monday?
Yes. There's not a psychological term for it, but, you know, we do have some anecdotal terms like the case of the Mondays, the Monday workday blues, the post-vacation hangover.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a very real phenomenon, more of a reaction to maybe some of the things that are going on in a person's life. Or perhaps some of the stressors that they may know that they're returning to. Maybe people at work or some, you know, uncomfortable work environments. Studies do show most people or a lot of people are less satisfied with their work than they were 25 years ago. And you have to ask yourself, why is that? Perhaps it is because work is more stressful. We have longer work days. Maybe people feel like they're undervalued, underpaid.
Well, let me ask you this. Is it all about what we're going back to on Monday, or could the problem be that maybe we're just disrupting our lives and our cycles too much between Friday and Sunday?
That is an excellent point. And yes, I think that sometimes if we are living, we're living a very stressed out work week, and then on Friday, we just unload all that stress. And maybe we eat really poorly the entire weekend, drink, you know, a lot of alcohol the entire weekend, and don't get enough sleep. Then by the time we get to Sunday, we're tapped out. And now we have to return to work and get up early and get back in that routine again, high stress. And so we're really kind of setting ourselves up for failure. So if we could kind of curb that and strike a balance and get a little bit more prepared for work on Monday.
Are the symptoms worse after a long vacation period?
Depending on truly what you're doing on that vacation. So if you're going on a vacation and again, you're going to just go party hard and you're, you know, say you're doing a long Las Vegas trip and you just kind of go a little haywire and then you try to come back and go to work the next day, that could be really difficult. Sometimes in the winter too, because of the lack of sunlight, that does affect our moods as well. Mm. So if we go somewhere that is also cold and then we come back to a cold environment and then we get back to work, that can really impact us as well.
So what do we do about this then?
You know, it's really interesting. Sometimes it's the way that we approach it in our mind. So it's how we think about it. Positive thinking is really important. You know, we don't all have the luxury of not having to work. So if we do have a job that we just cannot leave at this time, but we start kind of fantasizing, put that fantasy into possible action, maybe looking at your resume and saying, okay, what have I done that I've enjoyed? What am I doing now? What do I like about it, dislike about it? Finding the positive aspects of your work. So maybe it's socializing. You have a really great time with some people that you work with. So spend a little bit of time outside of your office, away from your cubicle, away from the computer screen, just socializing and maybe turning those complaints again into action. So if you're going to complain, but in a way that's constructive.
I have heard experts talking about sleep say that
yes,
one of the best things to do to get good rest is to maintain the same schedule.
I think you're absolutely right about sleep regulation and the fact that maybe most Americans don't get really restful sleep. And so if they're bringing work home and they're working long hours into the night and then get to bed late, or if you have a baby at home and it's hard, that kind of interrupts the sleep. Or, you know, you're a night owl and you want to stay up late and catch that new show or whatever it is that you're watching and just can't seem to get to bed. But keeping a routine is really important.
At what point do you really consider workday blues to be a problem?
I think if it's getting in the way of your functioning, if you are calling into work quite a bit and you just cannot seem to get yourself out of bed and you come to work really late, you're habitually late or habitually calling in, or if the idea of going to work is truly just some people just get physically ill. They start to manifest that psychological stress starts to manifest itself into physical ailments. That's a huge red flag. Not eating correctly, just, you know, excessive drinking, staying up really to the point that you're losing so much sleep that you really can't function. So if it's getting in the way of your overall functioning and it's looking like maybe clinical depression or generalized anxiety, then that's when you have to kind of take a little bit harder look at it.
Jacqueline Juarez, thank you for being with me.
Thank you, Sam.